I read a quote one day that stuck in my head, like one of those songs you hear over and over again in your mind. The words made me think I'd be okay. Such a heinous crime was it of murdering a soul. Yet she couldn't be sued, yet no punishment for her. Killing that child was heinous, I know that now. When I did it, I was a lost child myself. Although I got away with it in the physical world, I'm paying for it in eternity. My son Raphael was a darling infant. He was an easy baby, always smiling and happy. We called him Raffy until he was a toddler. Then we shortened it to Raph. When I told my husband Joe how lucky we were, he laughed and said, "Let's wait and see how he is as a teenager. I was no picnic and neither were you." I didn't get the chance to live with Raph as a teenager. I died of breast cancer when my son was 10 years old, but I spoke to him again when he was 20, after he experienced his first death, then again at 21 as intended. My son and my husband were both lost souls wandering life after I died. They were sad and lonely, until Raph met Jenny. After many attempts to influence their paths to cross, I was successful when they were both 17. My dishonored soul soothed, if only for a brief time, my destiny doomed had they not met and made a baby.